The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Why don't you tell everyone how you core strawberries, John?
All right, I will. It's the XFM Breakfast Show podcast, and that was Dave asking me to share with you how I core strawberries.
I think it'd be actually interesting for the listeners.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've started doing it now.
Well, it is a good thing, isn't it?
You need quite a big straw. You need, like, not one of those small supermarket straws. It needs to be like a big Starbucks straw.
Yeah, well, you can do it with small straws, because I have.
But I suppose it's relative to the size of the strawberry.
Yeah.
Different straws for different straws. That's what they say.
That's why they're called strawberries.
Quite slogan.
So this is what you do. If you've got strawberries, if you're at Wimbledon or something, and the most annoying thing in the world. Isn't Claire Balding's new show Wimbledon Today, but instead is strawberries with the when you eat a strawberry, there's the bit in the middle, the core of the strawberry, yeah. Attached to the leaf at the top. Well, I saw an excellent tip, right, how to get rid of it, and I actually saw this on The One Show, right? So what you do is you get a straw, as aforementioned, and you put it on the bottom of the strawberry, the pointy bit, right in the middle, and then you push it upwards through the strawberry, and it comes out the top, bringing the core and the leaves with it, and then you can just eat the whole delicious strawberry without worrying about the guff in the middle.
It's very good.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's very good. Techers.
Is that happy now, Dave?
So I was texting. I missed all of that.
Oh, God.
I'll have to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, you will now. I'm not telling you it again. See, this is fascinating. I mean, it's supposed to be a sort of radio breakfast show podcast, and it's now just sort of household tips. And Lucy's here. She's brought her household tips again, but she's covered them up this week. For regular listeners. Listeners to the podcast will know that Lucy last week was wearing a bralette. What are you styling this week, Lucy?
A play suit.
It's just weird.
A play suit.
They're all the rage.
Yeah. Well, I know, but
it's a sunny day. Why not?
I don't know. All right.
It makes it sound like you're dressed as Andy Pandy.
So that is my main inspiration day today.
Yeah. No? She went to the photocopier earlier and bent over. I'm sure I can see her Luby Lou.
Oh my God.
It's gone back.
This is all going to be used as evidence in this tribunal that's coming up.
Hashtag U-tree.
Look at Dave's face.
Did you hear last week's day? You weren't here, did you hear last week's day?
Okay.
Well, this is like the sequel.
You're great.
This is the sequel.
Anyway, Lucy, what's in the podcast?
Well, this week we had an interesting chat about slongs and batties.
Slong.
The chaff news.
What are you calling them?
Well, I'm using your phrasing, not mine.
What's the S1?
Is this some of the word slongs. That Lucy can't say for
slongs. Slongs.
It's not sh.
Yeah, shlong. I think Dave took shlong out in the edit.
Didn't he?
Actually?
He might have done.
Oh. Well.
So you're not allowed to say schlong on the radio or podcast.
No, you can say it on the podcast. If you said it, it's fine on the podcast. You can't say schlong on the radio. That's not written down anywhere. Dave just decided that.
Yeah, I made the executive decision. I think there were enough other descriptions of penises on air.
You took out the word penis as well. I know.
He doesn't like it, does he? You got a problem with it, Dave? People talking about...
No, cops. Just danglers and dongs are funnier.
Lucy.
We also listened to a mixture of groans from adult films and tennis groans in Game of Groans.
Yes.
Very sexed up at the moment, this podcast.
Yeah.
It's the hot weather, it's bringing it all out.
Let's go for a cold shower after listening to this.
We found out what John doubled up the use of a slice of ham for.
Again!
You do not want to know.
That's not as bad as it sounds.
Talk about pork sauce.
Yes.
We tried to help you avoid crap hot weather chat with our summer badges. And we also discovered what weird games people play with their cats in Sad Habits.
It's best we don't go. Right, so there you go. That's what's coming up on the podcast, among other things. It's the XFM Breakfast Show podcast. Enjoy it as best you can.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
And this morning's programme, by the way, brought to you by the awkward BBC subtitling department struggling to deal with Kanye West at Glastonbury on Saturday. Yo then, we ball so melon farming hard, you liggers. You're listening to the greatest living mother-loving radio presenter on the muggy-chugging planet, you digger.
XFM.
And the big news this morning, yes, I know, the English women's football side have crashed out of the semis. Don't laugh at that, Matt, that's not funny. I saw you laughing like a child. Just because I said that word.
You said it deliberately.
I did not. No, I didn't.
Because you're Finbar Saunders on the radio.
So that's happened, hasn't it? But the big news, really, this morning, that we've discovered, is that a company in Norway have invented mayonnaise that doesn't stick to the inside of the jar. I know!
The big news everyone's talking about.
It is. It's trending worldwide, this is. I mean, all their scientists, of course, all the time they could have spent coming up with a cure for cancer or whatever. No, there's non-stick mayonnaise.
non-stick mayonnaise.
But it is actually important because it's about food waste. Now, food waste is a big problem, of course, internationally. I mean, I think billions and billions of pounds are wasted just with the amount of food that we throw away. I mean, it's an incredible amount, and food waste is an enormous global problem. And so this is going to make... You won't be throwing away mayonnaise anymore because the jar will self-empty. Yeah.
That's good, that.
And it means... They say it's going to mean the end of bashing the bottom of the ketchup bottle.
Yeah.
Because ketchup's going to go the same way. Yeah. And it will be non-stick. That's disappointing, though, isn't it? Because that's a tradition. But, you know, that's all very well, isn't it? But you know, it's about... Food waste is a problem. But... people deliberately waste food as well, right? And this morning we're going to go down the route of deliberately waste in innovative ways to waste food. That's what we're going to do. And I'll give you an example. Because once in an emergency, right? Now, as you know, I've got small children, right? Mm. And in an emergency, and you know how important wet wipes are in the scenario of children, right? Yeah. You always need wet wipes. So, for instance, this is yesterday, hot day, right? Mm-hmm. So, went to the beach. Okay, now ice creams were purchased, right? And that's a waste already, isn't it? Because they only, you know, the three-year-old only eats half of it and then chucks it on the sand,
yeah,
right? But it was all over the place and I realised I was out of wet wipes. What are you going to do? You can't survive without these things, right? But what I did have as part of the picnic was a packet of sliced ham. Right, so you know the square sliced ham?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you now, in an improvised emergency, a square of ham doubles as an extremely effective wet wipe for ice cream around the face.
Oh.
Yes, your child smells of processed meat, but at the end of the day, there's not ice cream anymore. So that that was a waste of ham.
That was a waste of ham.
Yeah.
Well, she could have eaten the ham afterwards.
I'll be brutally honest with you. I did offer it as a snack.
Yeah.
It was poo-pooed.
Yeah.
Because it was meaty ice cream.
Yeah. Ham, yeah.
The sort of thing that the canteen here would produce.
Yeah.
They do fruit that tastes of meat. We still haven't got to the bottom of that. Anyway, so this morning, it's innovative ways of wasting food. That's what we're going to do on the text, Matt. That's going to be that. Have you got anything you want to share?
Well, I mean... I try not to waste food, but last night I did. I slept on a brioche pillow. Because they're very comfortable. It's almost like memory foam, basically.
It molds to the shape of your
soft brioche. It's great, but it's stale by the time you wake up, so I have to throw it out.
Yeah.
But
you're using a pillow. Well, for instance, I saw our neighbour yesterday. It was very hot, of course, and just to waste food, he was deliberately hosing his plants, hosing the garden with milk.
Yeah.
Just milk, just getting that out and pouring it on.
It's one way to get around the hose pipe ban, I suppose.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So it's innovative ways to waste food this morning. Morning, please. 83936 at XFM. Painting with curry. You know, just like all the different.
Some of the dyes in those like red tikka masalas.
Exactly. Yeah, so think of that. Get a palette, different types of curry on the order comes on it.
Knock
yourself up a nice curry colour.
A little tarly dish.
There you go.
You can paint a lovely canvas with that.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
I'll be very honest with you as well. I haven't looked at the papers yet this morning, but I can almost 100% guarantee that given the weather, most of them will have a picture of some young woman in bikinis somewhere, perhaps Brighton Beach or something.
Yeah.
That's where they usually go to place, isn't it? Like that. That's standard. That's safe. An attractive bikini-clad girl in the sunshine is like catnip to a newspaper editor, isn't it?
It's like musing cat videos on YouTube. It's 100% guaranteed. Spotted, Matt. Spotted. The Showbiz Tossip.
Spotted.
Showbiz Tossip this morning. Spotted attractive young cats in bikinis. That's right. Oh. On Brighton Beach, right, pictured splashing in the surf. Some of the cats are topless, others wet and glistening. It's hot. It's hot and cats are amusing. So why not combine the two genres, newspapers? That's the obvious thing too. Spotted in the papers, attractive cats in bikinis on Brighton Beach. And you should see page 3 of the in-house magazine for the Cats Protection League. Fluffy, 18, from Brighton. Oh, hey.
Meow. XFM.
Right then, it's time to play Game of Groans. So if you've just tuned in, here's what's about to happen. Wimbledon is, of course, in full swing. But this morning on XFM Breakfast, we're going to take a look at the more vocal side of it by playing Game of Groans. The point is, can you tell the difference between the noises of an actual tennis player firing a shot and an adult film star doing much the same? We asked you to play for tickets to see Wombats at Alexandra Palace on the 1st of October. On the line, picked out of random from the thousands of entries, this morning is Lou. Hello, Lou.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. It's very nice to talk to you. This is what's going to happen. It's very simple. I've got 5 audio clips, Lou. All you have to do is tell me whether you think they're the groans and grunts from a tennis player at Wimbledon or noises emitted from an adult film star during a, let's say, an amorous encounter.
Okay.
Okay. Are you a regular watcher of tennis?
You dabble.
Yeah. You're a user of tennis.
Yeah.
Good.
Not yeah, habitual.
Not an habitual user of tennis. just occasional when the mood takes me, John. Right, okay. What I have done is added the sound of someone hitting balls to all of these clips, just to level the playing field slightly, if you see what I mean, okay? So, here we go then with this morning's Game of Groans. Right then, clip number 1, Lou, listen carefully. I just need you to shout tennis or adult, depending on which kind of groan you think it is.
Okay.
And you only hear these once, by the way. You only hear them once. Here comes clip number 1. Christ, that sounded like a seagull. Was that adult or tennis?
Let's go adult.
Adult is right. Yeah. Good. Very good. I don't have the actress's name, but well done. Clip number 2, adult or tennis?
Tennis.
Is right. Maria Sharapova. Very good. Clip number 3, Lou.
Adult.
Is adult is right. Clip number 4.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, that's a hard one.
Well, that's what she said.
Adult.
Yes, it was. And finally, clip number 5. Adult or tennis?
Oh, God. Let's go. Tennis.
That was the noise of Andy Murray, would you believe? How many is that, Dave?
5 out of 5.
5 out of 5, come on! Congratulations, Lou, you do know your adult from your tennis, don't you?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Hi, John, says Sarah. Listen to your food waste, texting and the useful uses for and your idea of using slices of ham as wet wipes. Well, I'll be honest with you, I once used oxtail soup to clean the bathroom because I heard that it worked better than most cleaning products. A friend of mine told me that if you open the tin of oxtail soup, there's something in the oxtail soup that you can use to clean the grouting on your tiles. She said, and I did that and it absolutely stained the tiles brown, and then my friend told me they were only joking. XFM. And it is time to visit the Chaff News, home of the Showbiz Tossing. Where we bring you the stories from the day's papers that aren't even stories in the slightest, of course. An ill tabloid wind blowing nobody any good, relentlessly gusting its celebrity guff through an otherwise sunny day. That's the showbiz toss-up. That's how it works. And we put it beyond you, so we get it out of the way here so it doesn't bother you for the rest of the day. And Matt has the big headline from the Chaff News Desk this morning.
Yes, I'm proud I cut my D word off.
D word?
D, well, it's is a that? D asterisk asterisk asterisk. I'm proud I cut it off when I was high, says former Wu-Tang Clan rapper.
I cut my, is it dangler?
Possibly, yeah.
No, I cut my own dangler off.
Yeah. Yeah. Dong, maybe.
Dong, he's good. These are all words that the rappers use,
yeah,
isn't
rappers
it?
Yeah, rappers always use.
Yeah, it was dangler. Yo, my mother loving dangler, yeah. Stuff like that.
They always rap about the danglers, don't they? So 1 year on from when this guy, whose name appears to be Christ Bearer, Christ Bearer cut off his man parts with a steak knife.
Why?
And then jumped from a second floor balcony. And he's proud of doing it. That's what he says. I'm proud of what I did because in the annals of history, nobody's ever done what I did.
No, because it's stupid. That's why. Why would you... I cannot think of a circumstance when I would do that to myself.
Yeah.
Even if I thought no one... I mean, I can't now because he's already gone down in the annals of history.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's done it. So it would be a bit passé for us to do it now. To cut it off and jump from the roof of a building. It's not been put back on, I don't think. Although he has been offered a role in an adult movie. So.
What, as the lady?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Which? Yeah. He'll just like be watching, presumably. I'm not really sure.
What's the point if you haven't got a dangler?
Yeah, no. He's got no dong. What's he going to do?
Did you say dong on the radio?
I don't know. I've said it twice now. So yeah, I wasn't sure, Dave.
Yeah, it's all right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Should we just test out a load of words for it? I'm Dave. Yeah. Willy.
Todger.
Oh, Todger's a good one.
Todger's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wang.
All right, let's leave it now. Come on.
We're all trying to think
John
of words.
John Thomas. That's
okay,
fine.
Yeah, easy, that's good. Are we moving on? Dave's making the move on.
I quite like this game. I think this is great. Text what, in with your ideas.
Don't the Americans call it a Johnson? And that's his real surname.
It is.
He's actually called Andrew Johnson.
Yeah. Ironically.
That's the Americans are right. He's cut off his own surname.
I'll tell you what, old dirty B word will be turning in his grave. He really will.
What else have we got, Matt?
Well, rear of the year has been announced.
Oh, no, from that to bottoms, great.
Yeah, rear of the year has been announced. Everyone looks forward to this every year, of course, don't they?
Yeah.
And the winner is Kim Marsh. She's in Coronation Street. She used to be in the band Hearsay. Someone has said that she's got a good bottom. She's done that picture where she stands with looking over her shoulder backwards.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
The male winner, though, was Daniel Radcliffe.
The boy wizard, the specky boy wizard.
The specky boy wizard, Daniel Radcliffe, friend of the show, Daniel Radcliffe, who I didn't notice had a particularly pretty...
Well, he listens to this every morning, because he told us as much. Yeah. Well, good morning, Daniel Radcliffe, congratulations on it. I bet you're very proud of yourself. Well done,
yeah.
You know, all those BAFTAs and now this.
Yeah.
He should cut it off. He should get a steak knife and cut his own bottom off and jump off a balcony, because then he'd be the first person to do that in the annals of history.
No one's ever done that, yeah.
What's another word for bottom? We could have arse, you could have...
Let's leave it.
Buttock area. I don't think you can have that, Matt. I think that's offensive.
No, not the word batty.
I think you've taken it. Stop saying batty on the radio. Stop it.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
And this morning then, with festival season obviously in full swing, well, we've got a tent to give away. Well, actually, it's hundreds of them, if I'm honest. Many of them torn, others covered in quite suspect liquids. But all you need to do if you want one is get to the Glastonbury site this morning and pick one of the ones that's been left behind. There are probably thousands of them. If I were you, I would try to find the Dalai Lama's yurt. It's probably the cleanest. And this morning, we are looking for innovative ways to waste food. So a company in Norway have invented a jar of non-stick mayonnaise. They say it will cut food waste by thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds. And that's all very well. Well done them. And it is a big problem, food waste. But, you know, if you are going to waste food, don't just chuck it away. Be innovative with it. That's the suggestion. For instance, yesterday, I genuinely used sliced ham as wet wipes because I'd run out of wet wipes. And apart from making my child's face smell meaty, it did actually work. So these are suggestions that are coming in. Yesterday, instead of paying for expensive exfoliating face wash, I'm currently just using Chunky Hummus. There's no name on that, but that has just come in. There doesn't need to be a name on it, because if you see someone smelling of hummus today, then that's the person that sent that in.
We've seen so many pretentious products on this show, though. They probably do put hummus in face wash.
It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. Yes, that's true. When I was younger and drawing with pencil, John, I would often find myself lacking the essential rubber eraser, so I would improvise with bread. That is Tom in Bow.
That's a good idea.
Apparently that works if you crunch up a bit, roll up a bit of sliced white bread, I think. It does actually work, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I think I'm right to say. Matt, what have you got?
Anonymous one says, I like to practice my juggling with eggs. I'm not very good. Another person loves those strawberry laces, the sweets.
Oh, yes.
And recently, they say the shoelaces snapped. So, being the genius that I am, I put two and two together. Now my shoes have delicious red laces on them and smell of strawberries.
Penny says, today, to waste food, I'm going to put all my eggs in one basket and then set fire to the basket. Right. Alan's going to fill his car up with gravy. It may be a waste, but it is cheaper than petrol.
Andrew Higgins on Twitter says, spectating while your kids have swimming lessons, no blue shoe covers left, use pita breads as handy pockets for your feet.
Very good. Very good idea. What have I got here? I have pigeons. Jack has pigeons, racing pigeons. And what he's going to do today is sellotape hobnobs individually to their feet so they just fly off with them. Just waste the food. Yeah, and I've got one here from Marianne Faithful. But I can't read that out. That is an interesting way to waste a Mars bar.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
So, obviously, what's going to happen? There's several annoying things that are going to happen this morning. One of them, of course, is that you are going to sit next to somebody wearing flip-flops on a train or the tube, which is absolutely unforgivable. The second annoying thing that's going to happen is that people are going to indulge in idle weather conversation. You know it's going to be the number one topic of conversation. When you get to work, everyone's going to be, oh, isn't it hot? Oh, all this stuff. Everyone's going to be sort of just talking, and you're going to get sick of it really quickly. Even if you aren't already, it's only 8:30. Can you imagine how that's going to progress during the day? But it's all right, because XFM is here to help you. We have just posted on Twitter, and I think probably Facebook as well, helpful cut out and keep badges, right, which will keep this sort of hateful nonsense at bay. Right, so there are badges, and they say this, right? Summer's certainly arrived, hasn't it? One of them says that. So just wear that, and that means the conversation is taken care of, isn't it? No one, it'll just say, right, I've had the conversation.
Yeah.
Another example of a badge, you could have, it says this, it says, oh, I like it hot, but not this hot.
Oh, classic.
Cut it out, wear it all day with pride.
Oh, I mean, I like it hot, yeah.
Oh, I do love it when the sun's out, but it's a little bit too much for me.
It's a bit too much for me.
Oh, it's a little bit too much. I couldn't get any shade. Oh. Come on. And I guarantee you, someone will say to you this morning, oh, wasn't the tube sweltering this morning?
Oh, yeah.
That's a given.
Since we put this on Twitter, Chris Edwards in Belper has been in the office and he heard two in the space of 5 minutes.
Of course he did!
Amazing.
I bet it was summer's certainly arrived, hasn't it? And I bet the other one was, it's hotter than insert notable hot place today.
Yeah. Oh, that's the water cooler chat sorted, isn't it?
Apparently it's hotter than the Sahara. Have you heard it's hotter than the Sahara?
It's hotter than Bucharest, apparently.
Oh, it's notable hot place. It's hotter than Siberia. Oh, it is. It's going to happen.
XFM.
And here's where we invite you to share the weird things you do when you're alone.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
It's Sad Habits on XFM. Everyone does it. Everyone's got the weird thing they do when they are alone, and no one else knows that they do it. We all do those sort of things. It can be commentating on your own cookery, can't it? Like you're on MasterChef in your kitchen. A lot of people seem to do that. A lot of people pretend they work for the police when they're in an empty house, and they go around shouting, clear, as they go around rooms that there's no one in. People do that. What do you do when you're alone that's weird? Steve says this. Hi, John. I used to drive around and pretend to be Jeremy Clarkson, reviewing my car out loud as I went. That is a thing, yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, sort of gone, I'm going to put my foot down. Now that he's not on telly anymore, my impression has become more accurate. Because neither am I. That's for Steve. Matt, what have you got?
This is from Vicky in Bristol, who says, it's topical, this one. With Wimbledon happening at the moment, I now won't be able to hold anything vaguely tubular without pretending that it's a tennis racket. Of course.
That's going to annoy your boyfriend.
Wow, yeah.
Hashtag ouch. New balls, please. Since seeing the Jurassic Park film, John, this is from Martin. I've taken to hiding from our cat in the hallway cupboard while it prowls about outside, while I'm pretending it's a raptor. I'll be honest. I don't think the cat knows it's playing the same game. Then he writes, I'm 24.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
And a special good morning to you if you have been sleeping with your head in the fridge overnight. Advice this morning. So, as you've just heard, it might well be 35 degrees today. So commuting will be hell. So I recommend calling in sick and telling your boss that your work ethic has buckled. You can't work today because it's too hot. If it works as crap excuse, obviously, but if it works for the train companies, then there's no reason why it can't work for you, frankly.
XFM.
We've got hot chaff for you this morning. As you'd expect, it's the chaff news desk now, where we sort the news wheat from the news chaff. This morning, falling out of the newspapers, not belonging in there because they're not proper stories, are the following items of showbiz gossip. Matthew, tell us about Kerry Katona.
Kerry Katona, yes. Well, she says that she's basically being haunted. She says she's been dogged by bad luck all her life.
I wouldn't be surprised if she'd been dogged, but I didn't know about that.
She's cursed by ghosts. So that's the reason. In case you're wondering what happened to that poor Kerry, it's ghosts. Cruel paranormal activity, which is blighting her life, she says.
Okay.
She's told a newspaper, I know this sounds crazy.
Yes.
Yes. But I'm convinced it was the ghost that did this. The negative energy has been following me all my life.
No, it hasn't.
I have a goal and then something bad always happens, whether it is drugs, divorce, bankruptcy, my ex's affairs.
Adverts for Iceland.
That prawn ring.
Yes.
It's all down to the ghost.
Yes.
So, when she was caught snorting cocaine in the toilet by News of the World.
Ghosts.
The ghosts were racking up the lines for
absolutely
her.
Absolutely the ghost's fault. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Damn them.
It's not a lack of self-control or low self-esteem. It's ghosts.
It's ghosts.
It's obvious, isn't it? Because the dead, aren't they, accursed to walk the earth in spirit form, aren't they, the dead? And if things aren't bad enough already, they think, well, you know, we might as well just go and hang out with Kerry Katona then. We might as well.
That's what they're thinking.
You know, basically that's purgatory, so we might as well just do it.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I'm a spirit that can't find rest, and I'm, because of bad things that happen, I'm tethered to the earthly realm, forced to wander in the netherworld. So I don't know, I'll go and hang out with Kerry Katona, and I might as well watch a box set of Celebrity Juice while I'm there, just to really hit rock bottom.
She had a 5-hour exorcism.
I don't care.
A team of ghost hunters, and a voice was heard telling Kerry and her family to get out of the building. That's what it. The ghost was her saying, get out.
She held a spectral prawn ring up.
Yes, like she does. Yeah.
Kerry Katona's prawn ring. What else have you got?
The ghost of E17 Future now, because of course the famous boy band from the 90s were pretty big back in the day, weren't they?
If this was before Brian Harvey ran over himself.
Overdosed on tuna, mayo, potato.
That's right. Well, there were ghosts in his kitchen making that for him, weren't they? Because they were famously, kitchen. And the ghosts came in and let's make a
another one.
Tuna and mayonnaise baked potato. potato brine. Ooh, we're a blight on your life. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. I know he's gone outside. He's got to go and haunt his car. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, you've run out. Ooh, you've reached out and run over yourself, Brian. Oh. Oh, you've taken all those drugs as well, haven't you, Brian? It's a ghost. It's us ghosts that gave
drug
you that.
Dealers are ghosts. So that's official. And so basically, they've made a comeback, E17. But the crucial thing is,
yes,
the members that did all the work, Brian Harvey and Tony Mortimer, the ones that sang,
the front men,
they're no longer in the band.
There's only four of them.
Just the two quiet blokes and a new singer. And so they played a gig in Dublin in an 800 capacity Academy venue.
Bold.
And can you guess how many people turned up to watch it?
Half that.
30
people.
It's horrific. There are people on Twitter who went just posting pictures of a completely empty venue, and they're just posing for pictures in front of the band while they perform, laughing at them, mocking them,
pelting them, pelting them with baked potatoes full of tuna and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, horrific.
Oh, good. That's actually like a reverse XFM Presents gig, isn't it? You've got because we put big bands in a tiny venue, just 30 people could get in. This is a big venue, just 30 people turn up. Gary, it's enough to put the willies up you.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
And of course, your sad habits this morning, please. Weird things you do when you're alone on 83936 or at XFM. Morning, says Alex. When I'm at home alone, I pretend that there's cameras all round the house, like I'm genuinely taking part in Big Brother. I can only presume that Alex goes, when sitting on the toilet, pretends that's the diary room. That would be the obvious thing to do, of course.
XFM.
And, well now, I suppose you may have occasionally strayed away from the XFM Breakfast Show to maybe take in some other early morning media. Now, if you have, you might be familiar with the time-honoured technique that often can be found on television breakfast, because what they do is, don't they? They get celebrities in to review the morning's papers, don't they? It's a staple of early morning broadcasting. Let's review the papers, but let's not just go through them like... Let's get celebrities in sitting on the sofa to have a look through them on your behalf. It's what they do, or looking into the face of the presenters there. And, oh, who is it this morning? Oh, look, going through the papers there. It's one-time Zamo Maguire from Grange Hill actor Lee McDonald there.
Ooh.
Just say no, Lee. That's... he doesn't say no, he says yes when they phone him, though. £75 to pretend to read the paper, I'll take that. looking in this morning, there he is, looking through the Telegraph's coverage of the terrible events in Tunisia, discussing it with Eamon Holmes. As if, I mean, I've never heard of more TV gold, have you? Zamo Maguire and Eamon Holmes discussing that, brilliant. And who's that on the other side? Oh, it's former Magpie and Paper Play presenter and also amusing schoolboy rhyming slang actress Susan Stranks. Looking through the Financial Times' front page story of Greece's non-payment of the IMF loan by 11 p.m. tonight. It's TV gold again, isn't it? But that's not for us. We don't review the papers that everyone else bothers with. What would be the point? They're all doing it. So we have our largely irrelevant paper review here on XFM at breakfast. And Matt is my celebrity guest this morning. The celebrity.
Thank you very much indeed,
Dyson.
John. Thank
what
you
have you? What have you brought in?
The TP Times.
Oh yeah.
£1.49. Your one-stop shop for all things comical is his tagline. The TP Times. Great articles in this month's edition. From tent to bent. Yeah. On page 11, we look at these sorts of problems you're getting yourself into once your pole loses shape and stability.
It would,
crucial, really.
It would certainly list at an angle.
Yes, TP or not TP is a special article on page 19. Expert canvas enthusiast Barbara Hamlet talks us through the importance of working flaps and how they'll give you the unique identity you've wanted for so long.
Well, they are all different.
Yeah, and out of contention is worth a checking out on page 25 as well. TT,
yeah,
as they call themselves, looking into how last week's World Erection Championships were thrown into disarray as reigning champ George Stafford was disqualified for disguising a decathlon pop-up tent as an authentic TP.
Sorry, you lost me at Erection Championships. I've brought in A Life of Lift this morning. That's a free, it's a monthly pamphlet, and with it you're going all the way to the top. That's the tagline.
Of course.
Don't try this at home. Health and safety expert Gaviscon Harris highlights the dangers of a non-regulation shaft. Musical highs as well, with singles including Lifted, High and Closing Doors. We look at how 90s pop legends The Lighthouse Family subtly based their entire career around their love of lifts.
They loved lifts. Yeah, they loved them.
And finally, this is a very important article because it might solve a question that I've often been asking. MBP. That's, of course, the multiple button presser.
Oh, yeah.
Are they OCD or just annoying, impatient idiots in lifts? Find out inside.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Of course, we welcome you now to the radio equivalent of a hot buckled rail. On the programme this morning, then, your chance to help with the expansion of Britain. Now, we're giving you the chance to host the UK's next runway. Now, Boris Johnson has said that despite the report's decision, Heathrow's third runway may never happen, but it's got to go somewhere, and that somewhere could be your garden. Now, if you'd like to win a runway, all you need to do is have a garden that's around 12,800 feet long with enough space for a new terminal. You should also not have any protected wildlife unless you don't care about protected wildlife and just want the money, in which case, keep quiet about it. Send your entry to XFM New Runway Offer, XFM The Radio, London. Always read the label. And we do want to peek into your life. This is where we, well, I guess it's sort of like therapy, isn't it? You get to share with the group those weird and strange peccadilloes that you have, things you do that are weird when you're on your own. Sam is in Essex with this. John, I always say, I didn't know I actually did this, right? And but having listened to this feature, I now realise I do have a sad habit. I always say, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, when screwing or using taps, which is a lot, because I often wash.
Yeah. Sam in Essex. Every time.
Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. It's worth remembering. Matt, what have you?
Connor in Barnes says he uses his son's baby rugby ball and pretends to be an NFL quarterback trying to hit inanimate objects around the house, pretending they're receivers.
Yeah,
stuff has been damaged, but I can't help myself.
It's what there are certain things you have to pick up and they become a thing. For instance, Jamie. Jamie's in Swanley. When I am alone at work on a building site, I have to use my spirit level, and this is 100% of the time, it becomes a lightsaber. I do the noises and everything. Yeah. That's absolutely right to do. I know a lot of people air guitar, John, says James, or even air drum. Well, what I do, because I'm a little bit more geeky than that, is I air mix. And I pretend I'm operating the engineer's mixing desk during a song.
Wow.
That is good.
It's ridiculous. Pete says, living with a group of lads, we, of course, have a table football table in the lounge, which we call foosball.
Oh, that's
right. What the others don't know, though, is that I've named each player on the table and will talk to them about their individual performances whilst my mates have left the room. I nearly got caught the other day, so I just had to say that it was the TV, which wasn't even on.
And Gary writes this morning, hi, guys. When I'm in a hotel room on my own, I put on the Bloomberg TV channel and pretend I'm a businessman, away on business, worrying about shares and stuff. Then he writes, I'm not, though. I work in Ryman's.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Spotted, Matt.
Not Greg Burns, no.
No, it's Katie Price this morning. I noticed she is in the papers again. It's back in the papers. Katie Price showing off her assets. Her assets. Unfortunately, they're all in Greek banking, so there's actually nothing to see. Katie Price showing off her assets with a skimpy checkbook and a taut, thin credit history she's got. And look at her balance statement. Look at her balance statement there. Wouldn't mind making a withdrawal on that. You don't get many of those Greek drachmas to the pan, do you? She's pulled out of your copyright the Daily Mail. And what would happen if the Daily Mail bought the Financial Times there?
XFM.
It seems about fitting that we should bring you a week's worth of lazy PR. So here's what it is, if you haven't heard it before. As you'll expect, working in the media as we do, we get sent a lot of marketing missives from desperate marketing people. PR people. People who work in public relations, who get paid an enormous amount of money by their clients to get them coverage in the media. But while they tell their clients that they do an enormous amount of work targeting the demographics that their clients can reach, that they want to reach, what they do instead is not that. They're just lazy and they carpet bomb the industry with tat, and as though it's going to fit. It's basically throwing marketing S-word at a wall, isn't it? Seeing what sticks. And what we like to do on Friday is round up the laziest bits from PR people who've never listened to the XFM, and certainly not this programme, for everything they send us wouldn't fit at all. For instance, Matt, what have you had this week?
A subject title of Shed Those Lonely Days. It is a press release from the Royal Voluntary Service. So obviously that got me excited.
Yeah.
Saw that pop up. And it's about the partnership they're forming with Men's Sheds Association to support older men who may be at risk of losing their sense of purpose post-retirement by encouraging them to get into a shed.
Live in a shed.
Basically, would we like to speak to the Royal Voluntary Service Chief Exec David McCulloch, the Chair of the Men's Sheds Association Mike Jen, or a shedder, as they call it, so we could get some old depressed pensioner on to talk about his shed? That's like a fun breakfast radio feature.
I would actually be up for that. I think that's a great idea. Is that what they call themselves? Shedders.
Apparently,
we can get Shed 7 into the air as well. That'd be exciting, wouldn't it? It'd be like being back in the 90s on the radio. exclusive images released was what caught my eye. I thought, what are these exclusive images? I thought, and it said, Dear John, it said. So they've targeted it directly to me because they thought I'd be interested in this. Right. Please see below our press release about the completion of the third and final phase of the world's largest rat eradication project on the sub-Antarctic island of South Georgia.
You love that. You do love that sort of thing.
I'm very into this. I love the eradication of rats more than anything else. The project, undertaken by the South Georgia Heritage Trust, is a small Scottish charity based in Dundee and has sought to make the island rat-free. For pictures or footage of the Phase 3 operation of rat eradication, or to arrange interviews with some of the people who are eradicating rats. Two letters. The clincher. We think this would be a perfect fit for XFM. Yes. Wow. And this then, finally, exclusive announcement of the week is very simply, senior management professionals most likely to retire in South Buckinghamshire. Presumably going to a shed.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
XFM. Ellis James and John Robbins.
John's got his earphones, which makes you look like a radio DJ.
Yes.
And shorts, which makes you look like a roadie.
This is the first time I have ever broadcasted in shorts. So yeah. I've bitten the bullet. Gone shorts, but I have to drive from here to a gig later, so I will be performing shorts for the second in shorts the second time ever. And
you're going to be doing stand up in shorts.
Yeah, I've only done it once before.
I would do that. I wouldn't do that for 10 grand.
Wouldn't you?
No.
You wouldn't do stand up in shorts for 10 grand.
Absolutely.
You did a corporate for a mobile phone company for 3. I'll advertise the new smartphone you've got, but I will not do it in cutoffs.
Music that rocks.